Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Hey Scratch Players, it's here! Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly! It's so easy to play! Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Monica and Lawrence discussed the global oil price crisis as a result of COVID-19, and both agreed that Guyana would come out well. They later visited Divine and Ryan, who immediately began to argue, and Ryan left the room. Divine refused to discuss her marriage with Monica and instead enlightened her about the method of calculating oil revenues. When Ryan returned, she insisted that she would not be leaving their home. Anil tried to talk to Mala, but she ignored him. As we return, it's early morning, and we join Divine and Ryan at home.
Ryan?
Divine? What are you doing in my room?
Sorry for waking you up. Please, it's too early in the morning to fight. I just want to have a calm conversation with you. Is that okay?
With you, is it like I have a choice?
You mind if I sip?
Suit yourself.
Ryan, I think I need to be completely honest with you. I think that's the only way we can move on.
Look, none of it really matters anyway, because I made up my mind to move on.
Ryan, please. Please, just hear me out.
Please don't start crying.
I don't know what I was... I lost myself for a bit, Ryan. I saw other people our age going out and having fun, and I don't...
So we never went out and had fun?
I don't mean it like that.
So what you're really trying to say?
I guess what I'm trying to say is that I thought I was missing out on my freedom.
Wow.
But I realize now that I wasn't. I don't enjoy that I was out there running around and that I hurt you.
You only started realizing this when you saw me with Pepper.
I realized that I still love you, and I couldn't stand to see you with another woman.
So now you understand what I felt like seeing you with another man.
Yes, and that's when I realized how much I hurt you, Ryan. I can't stand myself for doing that to you, and I will never forgive myself.
Look, it's no sense crying over this now.
Ryan, please. You can't tell me there's no hope for us. I promise I will do anything. Whatever it takes. I will do it, babe. Please don't tell me there's no hope.
I can't. I don't know if I could get over thinking about you and him and his hands all over you. I just can't get those images out my head, Divine.
Babe, I'm sorry.
I don't know if I could ever.
Okay, can we make a deal?
What?
Can we agree that for the next 3 months we try some counseling?
Divine.
Please, Ryan. And I promise you, if at the end of counseling you decide that you still don't want me, then I will move on. I will give you the divorce and I will move on. But I don't want to leave knowing that we didn't even try.
I have a girlfriend.
But I'm still your wife.
Believe it or not, I really like having Pepper around.
What?
And don't come around me trying to disrespect her. You're in no position to judge her.
Okay.
Look, I need to get some more sleep.
Okay. But promise me you'll think about my suggestion?
Yeah, I'll think about it. But I ain't making no promises.
I can live with that.
Please close my door.
Okay, Ryan.
Sister Patsy, how may I help?
Good morning, Ignatius. I need some help.
And you thought I was the best person to call?
Oh, man. You're gonna make it soon, sir?
What you want, Patsy?
Is this land my daughter trying to buy over here? And I just need some guidance from you.
All right, speak.
I was hoping you could come over by me.
Nope. Not leaving my house to go anywhere I don't need to be.
A strong man like you, frightened Corona.
Patsy.
All right. Well, you mind if I come over there?
I suppose we could sit in the yard, cause I don't want nobody in my house. We could sit at least 6 feet apart.
You really taking this thing seriously, ma'am?
I'm not ready to meet my maker.
All right. I can pass this off.
And please take safety precautions. Wear your mask and stuff.
All right. I got it.
Good. Bye.
Ryan, baby, I never know you could have cooked so good. This prawns fried rice is the best.
Well, you know, I'm a man of many skills.
I hope the one don't come in here and disturb me.
Don't worry about Divine.
How you mean don't worry about she? I must be happy that she lived in the same house with you.
Look, you can get sorted out. Stop stressing.
All right, babes.
Why are you smiling so much?
I can't tell the last time I was so happy. I never thought I could have somebody like you in my life. I be thinking about leaving Marundai and all, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Spread my wings. Go some other part again and start over.
Like where?
Like Martica, Letem, Madia. Somewhere far from Marundai.
All those places you mentioned are townships.
Yeah. So we'll set wherever I go.
Well, it's a good thing we have all those townships now. Heard they gonna have at least 3 more.
Really? Like where?
In regions 3, 4, and 5.
Oh, wow. So what do I really mean?
Well, a township means that wherever people are, they won't have to come to Georgetown for everything.
So, they got like passport office and stuff?
Yes. And GRA, NIS, hospitals, everything.
Okay. And like the hospitals gonna be the same standard as Georgetown Hospital?
Eventually, that's the idea.
I like that. Watch how I gonna be touring all over Guyana.
You can leave Marundai and leave me here alone?
Who's stopping you from coming with me? We could do a country tour together.
Yeah.
Hey.
Divine?
This smells good.
Yeah, I made prawns fried rice.
I could have some?
Yeah, sure.
Hello? My man cooked that food for me.
Thanks, Ryan.
Ryan, is it really going on here? You gonna just allow she to eat out me fried rice? You know prawns fried rice is one of my favorites.
Pepper, relax. It's just food.
No, it is not just food. You cook it for me. I thought you'd do something special for me.
Pepper.
Thanks, babe.
Babes? Woman, you eyes already past people.
Don't come near
Pepper,
me.
Pepper, sit down.
She doing these things to aggravate me, you know. Since when she calling you babes?
I don't know. Since he is my husband?
Look, Ryan, you got to make a choice here today. I'm taking it, so it's either me or she.
Pepper.
No. I ain't stupid. I see exactly what she doing. And I'm taking it, so it's either me or she. Choose.
So stupid.
Divine.
It's me you calling stupid?
I said, don't come near me.
What are you going to do?
I said, stay away from me.
Oh, my eyes.
Pepper?
Eyes.
I swear the pepper just fell
eyes.
Out. I tell she don't come near me.
Oh, my
Pepper?
Eyes. My eyes.
Pepper?
Ignatius, I don't appreciate how you got me sitting all the way over here while you there all the way over there.
Simple. Practicing social distancing, my dear.
I don't want to know why you want to get close to me, husband.
Hey, Shelley, I don't want Ignatius. The only woman you need to watch is Coretta.
Anyway, let's get this business sorted quickly. These are the papers for your daughter trying to buy this land?
Yes, Ignatius.
All right, let me look over them.
Now is the perfect time to buy land here.
That is what she said. Because of all the oil. I tell you, I get so excited when I read about the first $55 million we get from the first million barrels.
Hey, there's a lot of money. Honey, even you are so rich.
With time and proper investments in this oil business, I could get there. I still am the richest man in Morondai, though.
Yes, love.
Well, I'm happy to know that the Natural Resource Fund set up. And that they receive all we blessings in form of $55 million from Shell Western Supply and Trading Limited. I hear they're based in Barbados.
Well, you really paying attention to their businesses, Sister Patsy?
Oh, you mean? My daughter buying land here. We setting we self right.
But how long more you feel you gonna live, Sister Patsy?
Hello, Shelley. Look, don't take your eyes and pass me. I'm barely over 60. I got at least 40 more years left on this earth, girl.
My sister Patsy, you barely over 60 for the past 20 years. It's time you stop lying about your age.
Here, you need to worry about whether you can live or look as good as me when you reach this age.
Women, you all love to spend time on trivial things.
Anyway, as I was saying, I learned that the money was deposited at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York.
Well, I feel secure that we money safely in a bank account. But there's only from 1 million barrels.
And there's only from Liza Phase 1.
I was wondering though, how much more barrels Guyana entitled to this year?
Well, I read that we're supposed to get at least 5 million barrels for 2020.
Oh, lovely. Is so much go wrong with this year already with this coronavirus and all. Lord, please that we receive all we have money with nothing in the way.
And let me hope the oil price go back up too.
Look, I ain't got no children, but I thinking about my niece and my nephews who gonna inherit me beautiful Guyana. I want it to be right for them.
Well, we can't fault the government. As far as I see, the right measures are being put in place. The fact that we establish a natural resource fund means we're heading in the right direction.
Indeed.
Yeah. It would have been so nice to have a child of my own, though.
Why y'all don't adopt? We got so many children that need a good home.
I'd rather have children that have my DNA.
Well, then why y'all don't use a surrogate then?
It's one of the things we talked about.
Oh, wait, stick a pin. Ignatius, you still got it to you for make children?
Woman, don't insult me on my property.
All right, sorry.
Take your papers and leave now.
Like a touch of nerve. All I ask is if you still got it in you for make children. You ain't gonna behave like a wild hog, Ignatius.
Sister Patsy, take your papers and go. Nonsense.
You have been listening to today's episode of Morondoy.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost tip or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Morondoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.